Port Moody residents love their trees. On Tuesday, September 12, Council approved an urban forest management plan to increase its tree canopy coverage to 59% by 2050. That's 1% more than it currently shelters the city. Count. Kyla Knoll said with the impacts of a changing climate becoming more apparent every year, protecting Port Moody's trees is an important issue. But retaining the city's tree cover to soften the hotter summer sun and absorb increasingly stormier winters will take time, she said, as trees don't grow overnight. We're planning for the future here. The management plan, put together by consulting company Diamond Head, has been in the works since 2021. It identifies more than 60 actions Port Moody can take to boost its tree canopy. They include including targets for citywide canopy cover in the update to the city's official community plan, that is currently underway. Use tools like a stormwater utility tax to encourage the consideration of trees to achieve climate action benefits. Include the city's trees and forests in its natural asset management program. Develop an annual report card to track the city's efforts to boost its urban forest. Monitor tree mortality and failure rates. Find ways to pay for tree planting programs. According to the company, Port Moody spends a little more than $10 per resident to manage its urban forest, while Coquitlam spends more than $15 per resident and Oak Bay exceeds $35. That's not good enough, said Cowan. Haven Lerbietsky, who conceded the city is struggling with tree retention. Climate impacts are happening now, she said. Cowan. Diana Dilworth suggested Port Moody could boost efforts to save mature trees by moving those in the way of development or road projects and replanting them elsewhere, in addition to planting new ones. Cowan. Callan Morrison said allowing rooftop trees might also help. Mayor Megan Lottie cautioned the city also has to be mindful of the trees it does plant so they're varieties that can better withstand a changing climate. Project manager Chad Seaman said it's imperative the city get on board its management plan quickly, as trees are a critical resource for the community.